From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan, nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family and hoped the efforts would lead to the rescues of others.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
A Pakistani military statement said that based on actionable intelligence from the U.S., the rescue operation was successfully conducted. The United States says it is withdrawing from UNESCO, accusing the organization of anti-Israel bias. The United States Charge d'Affaires at UNESCO, Chris Hagedorn, explained why.
All right. This has absolutely nothing to do with the current election cycle. As I said, this is a decision that was taken after very careful months and months of deliberation and careful review.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, in a statement, said the move was unfortunate but appropriate. The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. The move by the UAE follows similar policy changes from Kuwait and Qatar, which have already blocked visas to the country, limiting North Korea's ability to evade sanctions and make money off the laborers it has sent to work in the Middle Eastern nations. The UAE statement also said it would block North Korean companies from operating in any of the seven Emirates. This is VOA News.